Malaysian airliner downed in eastern Ukraine.
Malaysian officials have said that everything was normal with the flight until the moment it disappeared from radar.
An Israeli ground assault in Gaza.
Israeli leaders felt the current situation became intolerable.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Journalists in eastern Ukraine found themselves picking through a horrible scene. Spread over a wide area, the wreckage of a Boeing 777 and the remains of the 295 people who were aboard, some still strapped in their seats. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur when it suddenly dropped off the radar without warning. U.S. military intelligence strongly suspects the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile. More from correspondent Bob Orr.
The trail of debris from what was Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 provides the first real clue. Parts of the wreckage and bodies are spread out over several miles along the flight path. Strong evidence the Boeing 777 started coming apart in midair after some force crippled the aircraft. Large sections of the jet have been recovered away from the primary crash site.
Vice President Biden called Ukraine's president.
I offered President Poroshenko the help of our expertise, our National Transportation Safety Group, and other experts in the community. He accepted that help, and they will be on their way rapidly to see if we can get to the bottom of this.
Later, President Obama called Poroshenko. The White House says they agreed on the need to secure the crash site. The Ukrainian government blames Russian separatists for the tragedy. Russian President Putin says Kiev brought it on by resuming its military campaign in the east. There's a theory that the rebels were trying to shoot down a Ukrainian military plane, as they have twice this week, and hit the airliner by mistake. Officials are starting to account for those on board. So far, they have not said there were any Americans. In Gaza, heavy bombardment preceded an after-dark offensive by Israeli tanks and troops.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. The Israeli Prime Minister's office issued a statement saying it has authorized the start of a ground assault. The goals are limited. The statement said the aim is to destroy Hamas tunnels from Gaza into Israel. Today, 13 heavily armed Palestinian militants tunneled into Israel, but they were intercepted by Israeli forces.
A spokesman for Hamas calls the Israeli move a foolish act and says it will have dreadful consequences. The State Department urges Israel to do all it can to prevent civilian casualties. Since Israeli airstrikes started 9 days ago, officials in Gaza say 235 Palestinians have been killed. The disaster in Ukraine and some disappointing corporate earnings reports weighed on the market today. The Dow dropped 161 points to 16,976. Now this.